In 1975, the Daily Mail flew 100 children from Vietnam to the UK at the end of the war. Vance, or Nguyen Van Tan, was adopted by Cyril and Liz McElhinney, a couple in Lurgan. And more than 40 years later, the True North programme is following his journey back to Vietnam, where he tries to find his biological family. It'll go out on Monday. Angelique Liu caught up with Vance and talked to him about his story.
At Heathrow, a Boeing 707 discharges a precious cargo. Vietnamese war orphans, who in their already brief lives...
When I was a child, everybody seemed to accept me, and I was a bit of a celebrity because I was the only brown person, you know, in a 4 mile radius, and everybody would come to my mum and dad, and would, you know, and it was really nice. But then whenever I got to 12 or 13, not everybody likes me, not everybody wants me to be in this country, or not everybody wants me to get along with them. So I struggled with that, and not only with, obviously, with being a different colour, but also the difference with being Protestants and Catholic. It's a biggie here as well.
Vance said he always wanted to return to Vietnam to find his relatives and to learn more about his past.
I got to get this done, because if I don't, I'll never. I've got ghosts. I need to lay the rest. I've got to at least figure out if there's any relatives out there.
Sinead Inglesby helped produce the documentary and followed Vance on his journey.
Getting to know Vance and realising that he didn't know the things that we all take for granted, like where he was born, even when he was born, when his birthday was, what age he was, it made me realise how lucky I am to know all of those things. And, you know, it doesn't really matter how stable or how wonderful a life you have. If you don't know those simple questions, you're always going to be a little bit rootless.
The life I've been given with the McElhinneys was just—it's just unbelievable. And although I didn't appreciate some of the things at the time, or I went my own way, you know, they've always stuck by me. I've got a loving family. I couldn't wish for a better parents.
The editor of the Daily Mail, the newspaper which sponsored the airlift, said the rescue was solely a mission of mercy, but the project has been the centre of criticism.
Brian Fremantle was the Daily Mail's foreign editor. It was his idea to charter the plane to the UK.
If a stunt is attracting attention to your newspaper, then yes, it was a stunt. What I did with this plane was I got 100 children who would have died, I am sure.
Savage scene, sadly familiar. The horrors of Vietnam.
And what was it like to meet Vance after all those years?
Odd. Strange. Because, of course, the last time I'd seen them, they were tiny wee babies, and there they were, grown people.
What was it like to meet Brian?
I think it was overwhelmed a bit, you know. I was privileged and I was honoured to meet a person who, you know, saved my life, literally saved my life, you know. And actually, when I was over there, I found traces of me and the comparison to a Vietnamese person, and you know, they're very hard working. I'm a very hard working person, you know, they're very slim build, you know, I'm a slim build, and there was comparisons there that I could relate to, and I go, yeah, this is where I got this from, you know.
If I would ask you now, what's your identity?
I'm from Saigon, and that's where I was born. I'm proud of it. No one can take that away from me, which is great. But I've got to live my life in Northern Ireland.
Extraordinary story. And that programme on his journey to try to find his biological family goes out on BBC One Northern Ireland on Monday night at 10:45.